game, not a game, not a game. We talking about practice.
He's on fire! It is impossible!
The Razzball Basketball Podcast. It is January 26, 2016, better known as only a couple weeks till the Super Bowl.
Yes, there. You and everyone in Denver is looking forward to that.
Denver,
it's going to be rough. You're going to have everyone rooting for Peyton Manning in this game.
You think so?
If you're not a fan of one of these two teams, you're rooting for Peyton Manning. I think that's how it goes.
I don't know. Peyton Manning's had a lot of haters this year for being so bad. Maybe that's because I'm from the fantasy circle, not the real life circle / Papa John's circle.
Yeah. There's a lot of fair weather fans out there. Everyone respects Peyton.
A lot of people don't respect Cam, that's for sure.
No, but his new commercials, they're interesting, I guess.
Yeah, I don't think he wrote them.
You sure about that?
I don't know. They are pretty bad. But yeah, my Panthers Super Bowl, they've got to be favorites in this game. The way they played and the way Peyton Manning is throwing ducks.
I assume so, but Denver's got a heck of a defense out there.
That's true. If any team can pick apart any defense, though, I think it's the Panthers with that run and pass attack.
Yeah, it's possible. I don't think this will be a low-scoring game, that's for sure.
I think Peyton Manning's going to go the way of Jim Kelly and lose his last two Super Bowls and retire.
Ouch. I thought Kelly lost three.
He might have, but I think it was like his last two when he retired.
Okay.
I might be wrong.
Lost like three in a row. Yeah, two to Dallas, something
maybe,
like
maybe, yeah. I don't know. But I don't think Peyton's back. And I gotta stick with my Panthers there. Look too good. Well, no, I mean I've been cautiously optimistic the whole season. Like I when they were like 8-0, I wasn't like, oh, they're sweeping it the rest of the way. There's no way, no one can stop them. I haven't been like that the whole season. I'm more confident for the Super Bowl than I was than either of these two NFC games.
All right. Yeah, I'll be watching it. It'll be a good show.
Oh, so you're actually gonna watch it this time?
Yeah. Whether or not I'll remember it is another story. Aren't they starting it real early this year?
I don't know.
It's usually it's something they're starting early this year.
Oh. Hmm.
What is it? L or a C? Oh, it's just 50. Yeah, 6:30 p.m.
That's when they normally start them.
Eastern.
That's when they normally start them. 6:30.
Okay.
Yeah. So, we're going to be watching that, watching the commercials. Oh, yeah, this is basketball, isn't it? Did you watch a lot of basketball this weekend?
I watched a few. Watched that good Heat game last night. That was fun.
Oh, that was good. So, yeah, we'll be breaking down scores, performances from the weekend and last night, including Dwayne Wade looking awesome. Going to play another edition of Can We Make Slim Look Stupid? And then preview tonight's games with our 30-point challenge.
Y'all ready for this?
So, breaking news this morning that may be breaking news.
Something broke. I'm just not sure what it was.
I know. We don't know if this news broke, if Mark Stein is trying to just break Twitter, or if Blake Griffin broke his hand. We don't know.
It's one of the three, yes.
So let's pretend it's true, because usually when reports come out like this that aren't confirmed, it's rare that it's not true. I think. I don't know.
Yes, anecdotally. It's right every time. It's Mark Stein, so you got to assume he's got some kind of knowledge going on there.
Yeah,
I don't think you would just make it up.
It's not Razzball's Morning Daily Notes.
No.
Not quite. It's a little bit more credible, probably.
Yeah, I wouldn't take those entirely at face value sometimes. I mean, what do they say? 4 to 6 weeks for a broken hand? Something like that?
Yeah, that's usually what it is. So if that's true, It's you're tacking on another double the time of this quad injury.
So that means we'll miss February. We're hoping he gets back at the start of March.
Yeah.
That's pushing it.
That's rough. That's rough. What do you do with Blake in redraft?
Well, first I'm going to hold until I actually have solid news.
Solid, unlike his hand bone?
Maybe. I don't know. Yeah, you got to wait it out at least until we know for sure.
All right.
Yeah, if this is a broken hand and he's going to be out 4 to 6 weeks, I mean, we're talking about into the playoffs now.
Yeah, getting there, yeah.
So I don't know. If I didn't have that IL slot, I'd be seriously thinking of moving on. Well, not until we know for sure.
Would you trade Blake Griffin for LaMarcus Aldridge if indeed he has a broken hand?
I mean, yeah, I'd probably take it. I'd look to see if there's something better on the wire, quite frankly. Didn't he have another dud game yesterday?
Yeah. That was my segue question. How do you feel about that one?
It's at least you didn't call it a hoverboard question.
So Aldridge, 2 for 9 last night, 5 points. 5-3-1. Does get 2 blocks, but 3 turnovers. And that line was very endemic of what the Spurs did last night. They just got murdered by the Warriors by 30 points.
Yeah, Steph Curry was okay, I guess.
He's decent at basketball. I think he's overrated.
Yeah, no, not really.
I don't think – is there ever an NBA player since maybe Jordan that anyone could say is overrated? that you can't even argue against it.
You cannot argue.
Well, my logic and words are not really working here. Like, can anyone actually say he's overrated and be proven correct? Is what I'm trying to say.
Definitely not Steph. I know. That was what 28 minutes. He went 37, 5 steals, 6 threes. Come on.
Yeah, in my REL breakdown, last week he had 99 points, 18 threes, and like 27 assists, and had 5 total turnovers.
And that was only a 3-game week.
Yeah. It's just like, there's no facet. He doesn't get enough blocks. He's overrated. Overrated.
Yeah, and he's still shooting like 50% from the field, something crazy. Yeah, it's 51%.
It's unbelievable. Well, my big question here then is, does he get shut down in the fantasy playoffs?
I wouldn't say shut down. He might get a DNP or two, but they still have a 4-4-4 playoff schedule. So even if he loses a game, worst case, you're just even with whoever your opponent has.
Yeah, and I just cited those numbers. You're like, and that was in 3 games. Well, you take 3 games of that versus 4 of almost anyone else.
Almost anyone else, but yeah.
Yeah, so, yeah, I agree. Even if he gets a DNP, it hurts the nice schedule a little bit, but other than that, not much to worry about.
If there's one player you shouldn't be worrying about, it's Steph.
DeMarcus Cousins is on an absolute tear. He follows up a career high with another career high. But the best part of that is the Kings still lost last night, even though he scored 56 points.
Yeah, he also turned the ball over 7 times, but 2 good percents.
Yeah, that's true. It was aided by a double overtime, played 46 minutes, but 21 of 30 from the field. Wow.
Yeah, I mean, he's a monster when he wants to be. And this seems to be kind of coinciding with Colley Stein getting into the starting lineup.
Yeah, that has helped. Rudy Gay also had to leave with something, I think. I might need to fact check that, but I saw he got a little hurt.
Yeah, I think he scratched his eyeball or something.
Well, that's no fun for anyone. A lot of eye injuries lately. Did you see Oubre poke Dang in the eye?
Yeah, I caught that one.
That was a little rude. I know that was like 4 or 5 days ago, but it was like in a blowout. Oubre just
yeah, it looked pretty painful. I don't think I want to go through that.
So Gay, corneal abrasion has been ruled out for tonight already. So
sounds kind of good. Kind of making me hungry.
I could go for a cream of corneal abrasion.
Yeah, put a couple crackers in there, and you got yourself a meal.
Corneal abrasion on the cob. This team
smothered in hot sauce. Sounds good.
Rondo got 20 assists, but yeah, crazy game for Cousins. Are you still worried about? Remember, we talked about maybe like a month ago. We're worried about the poundings he's taking.
I mean, he does seem to get shut down every year.
Yeah.
I guess you have to somewhat consider it, but no, you roll with it for now.
That's true. I mean, well, 13 for...
I don't think you're going to get value back for it. You got to basically get a top five guy to get his value back. Probably. It's just not going to happen.
13 for 16 free throw last night. Seems like he's on the ground a lot. I have another interesting question. In Dynasty, with no value taken away or whatever, are you owning DeMarcus or KD right now?
Let's see. Durant's maybe a couple of years older. Yeah, I'm still taking Durant. I think he's going to have a long career, and I think he'll be good for a long time. Cousins, he could go to a 60-game-a-year person, you know.
Yeah.
Starting anytime soon.
Yep, I stuck with Durant, too. Did I say Durant? Durant. Commenter Voodrew, or it's something like that. It's got some O's that are the zeros. I don't know. That was his question. I struggled with it, but stuck with Durant as well. On the Hornets side of the ball, they have a lot of injuries, so some flute game from Troy Daniels, whatever. But what do you make of Spencer Hawes? Cody Zeller is going to be out probably at least another week. He re-sprained a shoulder that I feel like he's had two surgeries on. Al Jefferson still has no return in sight. They've been really quiet with Jefferson's return from his knee thing. So Hawes last night got a little hot, 7 of 10, 4 of 5 from deep. But 18.7 boards, 2 steals, decent.
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking at this. I'm not sure who finished the game out at center.
They probably just went really small. Yeah, I don't know. Kaminsky got 29 minutes. Oh, man, 1 of 10. Frank the Stank. you know, you add there.
I don't know. I mean, Haas is okay. It's definitely temporary. I mean, he had 35 minutes against New York and went for, you know, 2 points, 10 boards.
Yeah, I mean, short term, would you, for the rest of this week, would you rather own Spencer Haas or Willie Cauley-Stein?
Cauley-Stein, for sure. He's got value past it. I can't overlook that.
No, say it's only for this week.
Yeah, where this is it. The finals of my league here.
Yeah, it's a bizarre 14-week league. It just wraps up early.
Yeah, I'll still take Cauley-Stein.
Okay, all right.
I mean, I imagine Haas will give you a 3 that Cauley won't. Well, he definitely won't. But, you know, the block upside for Cauley-Stein is a little better. Rebounds should be pretty close to even.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, unless you needed out-of-position threes, but even then, Haas is barely reliable there. Did have 4 last night, but not consistent. Good game last night as well was the Wolves going at the Cavs. Tyronn Lue. Oh, we didn't talk about the Blatt thing. What do you make of that?
I was pretty surprised.
I think everyone was. That seemed out of nowhere.
Yeah, I mean, they signed Lue to a contract, like, immediately, too.
Mm-hmm.
So they knew this was going to happen. They already had their head coach ready.
Tyronn Lue pulling a... who stabbed Caesar?
Brutus.
Yeah, thank you. Hey, you're smart. I'm dumb. That guy. He pulled a Brutus. That, yeah.
Okay. It's better than a Matt Barnes, but okay.
Well, Matt Barnes at least, like, showed up and just hit him right in the face. He didn't stab anyone in the back.
Oh, man, there's a bad joke there. You know what it is. All right, move on.
We're moving on from that. The Cavs win, but they still seem like they're struggling a little bit. Tristan Thompson moved back into the starting lineup. Hey, I actually said that somewhere that I think it was on the Spadora on Sports radio show. I do every Saturday at 10:40. That I thought if there's any change that Lou might put Thompson back in the starting lineup and bench Mozgov. Thompson, 19 and 12. He's hardly usable in 12ers, but can give you rebounds. But I want to bring up Zach LaVine. Looked really good off the bench. Do you think he could go on a stretch where he's 12 or usable again?
It's not impossible, just kind of unlikely. I mean, the games before, he was doing not much.
Yeah.
Rather than even get 20 minutes. Yeah, he had three straight under 20 minutes, doing almost nothing. The steals were a little fluky recently. I mean, it's okay. I actually streamed him for this game, so I feel pretty good about that.
Did you really?
Nice. Yeah.
Yeah, 21, 4, and 6. Got a steal, two threes, 8 of 15 from the field. Looked good.
Yeah, I mean, he's a solid player. He's just there's too much in front of him right now. The Shabazz thing is kind of hurting him, too. Shabazz is scoring like crazy.
Yeah, 10 points last night. It's a little up and down, but it does get 13 shots, which is a lot. I don't know. LaVine and Muhammad had a little nice two-man game going, though.
I'm trying to see who it hurt.
Well, no Tyus Jones, no Andre Miller, no Kevin Martin out with her wrist. So okay. LaVine picked up some backup 2 minutes as well.
Yeah, it's kind of nice. They've really shortened, scrunched their rotation right now. We love that.
Mm-hmm.
We don't love Tayshaun Prince getting 30 minutes, but...
I don't even think Tayshaun Prince loves that.
I mean, God, his per-minute production is unbelievably bad.
Yeah, so is Pekovic's.
Well, we're not surprised there, no. Except that what he's doing to Gorgui is unnecessary.
Yep, that's frustrating. Would you rather have Gorgui or Willie Cauley-Stein the rest of the season?
Ooh, that's a pretty close one. I like Gorgie's free throws. That might throw it off if I'm worried about Cauley-Stein and his lack of free throw shooting.
He takes so few, though.
He does. I know. He does not like having the ball in his hands.
I just Beavis and Butthead. I just Beavis and Butthead laughed at that. I don't know why. That was so much better.
Yes.
I wonder how many butts she has.
Okay. What was the question? Oh, Gorgui. Man, Pekovic is killing Gorgui right now. I think he only got more minutes because Garnett was out, too.
Yeah, that's why Pekovic, quote-unquote, started.
Played. I'll stick with Cauley-Stein.
I think I will, too. I trust the minutes more. So,
Cauley-Stein's getting these minutes, even with Caspi playing.
Yeah, that's true.
So everyone's playing, he's still getting the minutes. I mean, what's his name?
Kufis.
Who's that backup center that was supposed to do something?
Kufis.
Yeah, he's barely in the rotation.
Kufis the doofus. Well, it's not his fault. I always think he's really good when he plays. But
well, you got to develop your youngsters at this point. They ain't going anywhere.
Yeah, when you lose, when your franchise player scores 56 and you lose, and you give up 28 points to Troy Daniels. So the Celtics at Wizards, that might be a budding rivalry because it was a hit in the face game. It was, I saw like three or four really bad elbows and forearms to the face. The big one being Bradley Beal. Marcus Smart goes up for a layup and just like, you know, toddler with limbs flying around, just throws his off forearm and just crushes Beal in the face. He's bleeding everywhere. So he might miss a game or two. Yeah, it was just crazy.
Marcus Smart looks like a running back out there sometimes.
He does. That's a good call. I think Adrian Peterson and Smart probably same body type.
Yeah, I mean Smart's, he's just a thick guy.
Yeah.
It's nice to see him being a little more aggressive. He's had a nice little run these past couple games.
Yeah. Isaiah Thomas also had a little flailing elbow to John Wall in the, wait, maybe it wasn't to Wall, it was to someone when he was driving, and then Nene hit Marcus Smart back in the face. It was interesting. There's a lot of face hitting.
All right, as long as everyone survived the evening.
Yeah, the only one, Bradley Beal. We'll have to see what happens there, but I think he might have lost a tooth because he had his hand like cupped under his mouth while he was leaving. I don't know.
Well, him and Dragic can make a little necklace out of it and be toothless buddies.
Dragic one. Bradley Beal needs some needs a lot more calcium if he's losing teeth and his legs. That was a little mean. Sorry.
Well, I mean, we all need more calcium. Still waiting for those minutes to get back up there for Beal. Not sure what happened yesterday. I guess he didn't come back in. Is that what happened?
Yeah, yeah. He left. Yeah.
Okay.
So, couple.
But the return of Otto Porter.
Oh yeah, that's a good call. I forgot that was so he comes back, 15 points, 6 boards, 2 assists, 2 threes, no steals or blocks, but he looked fine out there. He's coming off a hip thing.
The minutes were there. They didn't limit him.
Yeah. Yeah. He looked
minus 17 was no good, but he'll be fine.
Gortat was minus 24.
Yeah, they're just hard to find a good game among these guys. Among the Washington.
Yeah, they did not play well. Lost 116 to 91 there. Yeah, it was pretty much it wasn't a blowout the whole time, but the Celtics had a comfortable lead virtually the whole game. I watched a little bit of this. Isaiah Thomas, he's so good.
Yeah, he's fun to watch.
Yep.
He's another guy that hits the ground pretty hard sometimes.
Yeah, occasionally, but
he's up against some big dudes. I mean, him versus Wall must have been kind of odd looking.
They put Avery Bradley on him on defense a lot, and Thomas was just floating out towards Temple.
Okay. All right.
I think they'll do that against, you know, if the point guard's bigger and more focal point, they'll just stick Bradley on him.
Yeah, it's kind of nice having the Bradley and Smart thing able to cover multiple positions.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And yet, Isaiah Thomas, I don't think played in the fourth quarter in this game. Still goes 23-4-9.
So, yeah, it looks like they outscored him by 20 in the second half. So yeah, it's,
yeah, the third. I think it's... Yeah, the third quarter they just started strong. So couple injuries to some really shocking Iron Men out there. Anthony Davis gets a concussion.
Okay, I mean at least it's a different injury. Yeah. It's not injuring the same thing every time.
Yeah, so if he's a, I'm pretty sure it's officially concussion. Yeah, officially concussion, so he has to do the protocol.
Yeah, Trevor Booker only missed one game the other day.
Okay.
It's hard to say. Sometimes they miss a week, sometimes they miss a game.
Yeah. So, you know, it might be a little blessing in disguise if he misses 2 games, because then he can rest up all his other things.
Yeah, you know, I'm against him in the REL, so please, rest up.
Oh... You want to know who I'm going against is Derek Favors.
That's good timing.
Yeah, return, you know, out a month, returns the first game of a week, you know. Sure.
Yeah, I didn't take him off my IL lists or anything yet.
Yeah, we have him in friends and family, but it wasn't ruled he was back until like 8:30, so we were already locked. I don't know.
We'll get him in next week.
Yeah, I don't even know if we would have played him because, you know, didn't play a ton of minutes last night. Looked pretty.
No, he should go 20-25 for a good couple of games.
Yeah, he looked fine though, so that's good.
Good. They need him.
Yep. The other Iron Man injury was to Derrick Rose, hurt his hamstring and lower back. I don't know.
Yeah, I think he had a hard fall.
Yeah. Better than or worse than a soft fall, that's for sure.
Yes.
Analysis. So yeah, I don't know. What do you say about this? Hope he's back in a few games.
You know, Aaron Brooks had a decent game. I guess people are picking him up.
Yeah.
I don't know what to do with this. Probably nothing. You assume Jimmy Butler will be, you know, the good Jimmy Butler.
Yeah. So yeah, Heinrich is hurt. Well, Etuan Moore's hurt too. They're going to be out of guards. Etuan Moore has a hamstring strain as well. So, yeah, they're going
to... I wouldn't be surprised if Aaron Brooks gives you another good game or two this week.
Yeah, it's lower end, though, because he can shoot 2 of 9 and barely get any assists pretty easily.
Yeah, it's probably, you know, Lou Williams type.
Yeah, yeah. All right, so did you see the blockbuster Josh Smith trade?
At least he wasn't released this time. I mean, that's good.
Should be his bumper sticker. At least I wasn't released this time.
Who did they get back? Did they get anything back?
The like rights to European players, I think.
Okay, that's a good trade for them.
Yeah, they shed some salary. That's about it.
Adding Josh Smith in a 12er never crossed my mind.
Yep, me either. Last night you got the bad Josh Smith. still played well. Before I go into his stats, it's just I don't know if you saw my article yesterday. It's just criminal what the Rockets are doing. They give him 28 minutes last night. He plays terrible, and they give Terrence Jones only 14.
Yeah, and Capella only 16, and Dwight Howard was out, which means Josh Smith was mostly playing center.
Yeah.
Yeah, he just destroyed the entire front court value of this team.
Josh Smith destroying front court value, one team at a time.
Yeah, you know, he makes the team a better team, though, because, you know, he really helps them run. It's kind of hard to argue with the trade for them. I mean, they were pretty good with him last year. I can't really...
I can argue. They barely beat the Pelicans, and the Pelicans are the worst team in the league, and they lost their best player.
Pelicans have 16 wins.
They're not the worst team in the league.
I don't think Pete Knights would agree with this.
They're my punching bag.
All right. 16 wins ain't terrible.
They just have so much talent that they're not using correct. Did Tyreke Evans get hurt? He only played 16 minutes.
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, that's not good.
I don't think it was anything major. He just didn't come back in.
I didn't see that. Let me fact check this real quick. There's a player a lot of people seem to be thinking is going to get shut down.
Yeah, that's a possibility.
He just got benched because he was laboring on his knee.
Oh, yeah, that's scary.
Yeah. Yep.
That could easily be swelling up and causing him to sit out games.
Yeah, so keep an eye on that. Their guard rotation without Eric Gordon, Norris Cole plays 34.5 minutes. Doesn't really do much.
But he's a decent stream and a 12er. If I had a choice between him and Aaron Brooks, I'll take Norris Cole.
Yeah, I think you get Cole. Cole is going to do something. Brooks has got a little bit more upside.
Yeah, just Cole's a little more reliable. Especially if you have to make the ad the day before and you don't really know if Rose is going to miss the game or not.
That's true. Okay, yeah, that's true. And then your quote-unquote reserves, which Jrue Holiday, still coming off the bench, was awesome in 36 minutes. Goes 32 points, 6 boards, 9 assists, 3 steals, 13 of 21 from the field. Tony Douglas, short-term usability, 25 minutes, another 18 points and 6 assists.
We'll need Tyreek to miss time for that to happen. That's the big one there.
Say Tyreek's out the rest of the week. You gonna add Douglas for the rest of the week or Aaron Brooks?
Norris Cole.
That was not
he's
an
available,
option.
Right?
That was not. No, Norris Cole's been scooped up.
All right. oh man, that's tough. They're basically the same thing. I'll go Douglas for the steals upside, I guess. I don't feel good about it though.
Yeah. All right, well, that means Douglas is on the radar, at least, in some 12ers.
While Evans is down, yes.
Yeah, for sure. So you mentioned it earlier, the Heat won last night. Man, Dwayne Wade looked really good.
Yeah, it's, fountain of youth kind of thing going on. It's been amazing. He's played all these games, let alone played them so well.
Yeah, 28.7 boards, 5 assists. A lot of key buckets late. You were 34 minutes last night. Like you said, he's playing a lot of games. How are you valuing him rest of season?
He's not top 50. Steals have evaporated. Blocks aren't what they used to be. Turnovers are still a bit annoying. He doesn't shoot threes. Free throw percent has never been great. You know, there's a lot of pitfalls here, but the 18-4-4 is usable. He doesn't kill your field goal percent. You know, it's 60 to 70 maybe, not including injury concern.
Okay. So if it's not including injury concern, I saw a commenter ask Wade or Monta Ellis rest of season, and Adam and I both gave different answers apparently.
Okay. That's interesting. Ellis has been playing better. He still has his issues too.
Yeah, but he's an Iron Man. Versus, and I'm not using that facetiously like I did for those other guys.
Well, I know which one you picked.
Of course, but I want more safety. I don't want that to become a zero. You know.
Yeah, I'd probably go Monte too.
Okay, well, sold you. So, most annoying stat line of last night. Jeff Green scores 30 points.
Ugh. Nice. No, the most annoying one is it sent Matt Barnes to only 18 minutes.
Ugh.
Yeah, they actually got healthy all of a sudden.
That's so frustrating. I might just drive to Derek Fisher's house just for the hell of it.
Yeah, we need to do something to help Barnes out.
So yeah, 31 minutes, 30 points, 8 rebounds, 2 steals, a block. I hate Jeff Green.
It happens. It's not quite as infrequent as Derek Williams, but it happens.
Where's the lunar cycle? I know it was a full moon fairly recently. They kept showing it in the Panthers game.
I didn't look to add him anywhere. I don't really care.
Okay. Yep. I don't either. We're both very jaded on Jeff Green, although he has been scoring kind of consistently the last 6.
Scoring. I think that's probably the only thing he really does consistently.
Turns it over pretty consistently.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's kind of down. He's only at 1.5 for the year. Man, the rest of these numbers are not good. 41% shooting, 0.6 threes, 0.7 steals.
Yeah, it's not good. It's not good.
Yawn.
Yeah. What are you doing with Nikola Jokic rest of season? I saw that Nurk was planning on playing. Did he get some minutes last night?
Yeah, he got 7 minutes, scored a couple points, got a rebound.
Yeah. So it's tough to like Jokic too much, but...
I just hate what they're doing to his minutes.
I know! This is unbelievable.
Did Fareed play? Not even sure.
Fareed did play 17 minutes.
They're just going small. I mean, Gallo must be playing a lot of 4.
Oh, for sure, yeah. And then Arthur's playing some 5.
Oh, Lavernier got off the bench.
Yeah, I think they're sticking him at 5 most of the time.
Yeah, it's tough. I mean, Jokic should be owned in 12ers just for the hope and pray that he hits 25 minutes consistently.
Yeah, I mean, this line's crazy. 18 minutes, 15 points, 10 rebounds, 3 assists, 2 steals, 1 block, 5 of 7 from the field, 5 of 6 free throws, no turnovers, a plus 12 in plus minus, where no one else was a plus except for the 3 minutes of Mike Miller at probably jump time. I mean,
so you know what? We have a name for this.
He got Covingtoned.
No, wrong team. He's been Valanciunas'd.
Oh, yeah.
Classic Valanciunas. Good first half, bench the second.
Interesting. Oh, I mean, that's true, except for he actually blocks shots and gets assists and steals, unlike Valanciunas. Can hit a 3.
Besides the stats.
Okay, well, I'm saying he's getting...
I can't wait till the day that Fareed is gone and Jokic and Nurkic are playing next to each other. It's going to happen.
You still think that can happen? I mean, Jokic is a big dude.
Yeah, but he can stretch the floor. So can Nurkic.
Can Jokic guard 4s, though?
I mean, it depends. Small ball lineup, I'll go no. But, you know, he's going to be a problem for them, too. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, you put him against the Favors and, and Gobert. I think that's a good matchup for both of them.
That's true. I think it's going to depend on matchup, but yeah, I'm really encouraged by Jokic's upside. I linked a couple highlights last Friday that he just made some crazy plays, but I said Covingtoned because Mike Malone's like, hey, you're helping us win, stop doing that.
Yeah, I think they've decided that nobody can catch him, so they're just going to play him now.
Yeah, what is the Nuggets record now? 17-28. Yeah, they need to keep losing games to keep getting lottery balls. Come on.
I don't know if they really need any more. I like what their team's going. Moutier, Harris, Jokic, Nurkic. It's close in my... Well, it's got a couple years to develop, but the talent is there.
Okay. Is Elfrid Payton back to being off all your team's Shelfrids?
I hope so.
Yeah.
Not a good one yesterday.
He wasn't great yesterday. 6-11 from the field, over 50% shooting, but 14-2-3. A steal and a block? 5 turnovers.
Blah. 5 turnovers.
Yeah.
Yeah, unfortunately, they played friggin' Fournier over Aaron Gordon.
Yeah, the Aaron Gordon thing. He's starting at least, but It's not really changing too much.
No, but he definitely should be owned in 12ers.
Yeah, I think so.
25 minutes of 10 and 9 with a block. Granted, he missed his threes, had a couple of turnovers, but the minutes have been there, and when he gets minutes, he should be good. I mean, it's got all the talent in the world. It's just a matter of it coming to fruition.
Oladipo was awful.
Yeah, he had a rough one. Maybe he's the one that should have been benched, not Gordon.
Yeah, but it's Skiles. Skiles!
At least he's, at least he has, Fry coming off the bench, and Nicholson is finally a DNP garbage.
Yeah, this looks like the correct rotation.
Yeah, I think he's finally got it. Only took about 40 games, but he's finally
and
got
it. They actually gave Memphis a good game and went into overtime. So, hey, look at that, Skiles. You play your best players and you have your best result. Shocking.
I didn't know it worked that way. They're still, they've been losing 20 and 23.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, it is weird that
they're borderline.
Ooh,
somebody actually let Jeff Green score all these points. Must have been Fournier. I'll blame it on Fournier.
Blame it on Fournier. So your least favorite player in the NBA, a guy you ripped on me for ranking well, having some good games lately for the Suns.
The Suns? Booker?
No.
I didn't like Booker.
Back-to-back 20 rebound games.
Oh, that guy. Yeah, he won't last. I had a choice between picking up Tyson Chandler and Alex Len, and I went Alex Len.
Really? I think you got to take Chandler right now.
I do not trust those minutes. He can't survive it.
I don't trust Len's minutes.
Oh.
Because they waffle his minutes all the time.
But now he's playing power forward. He's not doing center anymore.
Well, how long does that last for? I mean, once Markieff...
As long as it's successful, this is two real good games.
No, they still need to get Markieff's trade value up once he's healthy. I think they'll want to play Lure again.
I think that one's passed. Someone will trade for him, sure, but I think them getting value out of him, I don't think that's going to happen.
I don't know.
I see a Josh Smith type of trade happening.
Keith, Lure, and Teletovich all hurt.
Yeah, Lynn is definitely better than all of them.
That's not the argument. The argument is
that he's also the future on a team that is just tanking right now.
But is he the future at power forward?
Could be. I'm glad they're trying it because they signed Chandler for a couple of years. So the big knock on Lynn is he can't stay healthy.
Yeah, that's true. I don't trust that Lynn will stick at power forward all year. Do I trust that Tyson Chandler stays healthy and plays his minutes? No, but Chandler's been so good these last couple games. I mean, 13 points, 27 boards, 13 offensive. Wow. 5 assists, a steal, 2 blocks. I mean, I know the minutes are crazy, and I know they'll probably shut him down or really work him out by the end of the year, but for now, I think Tyson's 10er worthy.
For now. I just don't trust it. I don't trust those minutes. He's too old to keep it up. And they have no reason to do it. What is that, like a Viagra joke?
Yeah, there you go.
If Tyson Chandler is on the court for more than 4 hours.
Yeah, then call your doctor because something definitely is bad is about to happen. All right, well, I'm still saying Chandler over Lynn in like pure rest of season if you had one fab dollar left and you had to get one of those two and couldn't make a move again, maybe Lynn, but I think you're going to get a nice medium-term return for Tyson.
Where do you put Colley Stein in that mix?
He's behind both right now.
I agree. He was another option I had, and I passed him up.
Yeah, it's in the mix. It's not outlandish, but...
I want those 2% out of Alex Lynn. That's the big thing I was looking for.
Yeah, but his blocks kind of waffle. His rebounds waffle, and I like waffles.
Yeah, so do I. Yeah.
You want to know who's definitely ahead of this whole mix? Is the better late than never, Miles Turner.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
While he's playing, yeah.
Did you see that game against the Warriors last Friday?
Yeah, his mid-range game is ridiculous.
Yeah, 12 of 17 from the field, 31 points, 8 rebounds, 2 blocks, followed it up by you know, only 11 points, 11-6, but 5 blocks and a steal. And the most encouraging, can keep it up for 4 hours for me, took a 3 the last 2 games. Didn't hit him, but that's a part of a game, his game, that he can feature. If he starts taking threes and making half or one a game, it's still going to start looking really good.
Yeah, the only thing is I don't trust this field goal percent, considering how many long twos he takes.
Well,
38% last night. I think we're going to see a handful of those.
Remember Larry Bird, what he said.
Okay.
That he's the best shooter on the team.
He was not talking to Turner when he said that.
That's what
he was talking to Paul George when he said that.
That's what the report says. Hey, are you? Did you just defend Paul George?
Yes. Paul George is the best shooter on that team.
Whoa.
Covering him.
Wow. Slim getting on board the Paul George, calling him a top 5 fantasy player.
Yeah, right. No, he's late second rounder for me at best.
I didn't put words in your mouth. I think that might be the title of the podcast.
I didn't put words in your mouth?
No. Slim said that Paul George is top 5 player. No, that's a boring. Uh-huh. That's a boring title. What else from you have in the past few nights of action here?
Oh, what else? I don't know. What have I been paying attention to? That's a good question.
I always blindside you with this question, apparently.
I know. We just went through everything, and now I got to come up with something that we didn't.
No, you don't. Just, you know, because I'm the one that comes up with these bullet points here.
Yeah, this is true.
I wanted you to have a bullet or two of your own.
I have Millsap back. I was getting a little concerned about that.
He's so good.
Yeah, he's a top 10 guy.
All the way up to top 10?
We had him at, what, 13, 14?
Yeah,
I mean... Didn't go up too much.
Yeah. Okay.
He's the best player on that team. I don't think anybody questions that anymore.
Overall, in real life, yeah. I don't know. Al Horford in roto leagues, because you take out those turnovers, and he's adding threes.
Yeah, I feel like Horford's fallen off a little bit. I should probably look at the stats before saying that.
You gonna fact check yourself on that?
Wow, career high, 1.5 blocks.
Yeah, look at how many threes he's had compared to his career.
Yeah, well, 33% is probably about league average.
Well, he had...
Which means next year, watch out. This is what happened with Chris Bosh.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, it's cost him some field goal percent.
A little
Not
bit.
Not a ton, but some.
He had 21 threes in his 8-year career before this year, and already has 44.
Yeah, they were saying Bosh. Bosh is about to hit his career average halfway through the year, his career high.
Yeah.
It's the same thing. You know, usually see the defensive stats start to fall off. That'll probably happen next year.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you're right. Horford's last 8 have not been as appealing. So, all right.
And the rebounding isn't really that great. This is almost a career low in rebounding.
Yeah, that's true. His minutes
and nearly 3-1 assist to turnover is, well, it's 2-1, I guess, but still, the assist to turnover ratio, that's just metrics. Metrics love that kind of thing.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Him and Roto is killing it right now. All right, Slim, do you have some theme show music prepped and ready?
All right. Well, I got a question for you.
Okay.
Can you name that theme show?
All right. I don't know what it is, but it sounds awesome.
Oh, it's so 70s.
Is it Newlywed Game?
No. I gave you a hint.
By saying 70s? Yeah. I don't know.
No. It's Name That Tune.
Name That Tune.
Oh, you don't even know Name That Tune?
No.
Oh, that's 80s, I guess. Mid-80s. Classic. When I was staying home from school sick, I was watching my Name That Tune.
Oh, I always watched Price is Right.
Yeah, I think Name That Tune is probably out by the time you were old enough.
I like that, or reruns of on Game Show Network of Card Sharks. You ever watch that one?
No, I don't know that one.
That was a pretty good one. That game's format was really cool. So it would, like, they'd ask what percentage of people said yes or no to this question. The first person has to give the number. Then the next person says high or lower. And then they play high or lower with, like, five cards. And you have to, like, get down the line.
I see the pictures of it. That looks kind of like a fun game, though.
It was fun. It was awesome. That was my jam.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
Yeah. Anyway, we derailed a lot there. I have got two players for you for high or lower. Are you ready?
Yep, I'm good.
All right, player A. I'll go and tell you these are both point guards.
Wait, is this high or lower, or is this making me look stupid?
No, you're right. This is can't we make sleep. This is, yeah, JB's the stupid one now. He forgets forgets what day of the week it is. All right. First point guard, player A, 11 points.
Okay.
0.8 threes.
Okay. 15 assists.
No, it's not Rondo. 3.3 rebounds, 5.7 assists.
Okay.
One steal, even.
That's annoying.
0.6 blocks.
Okay. How many minutes are we talking about here?
29:36. So almost 30 minutes a game.
Okay. I've got a name on my mind.
All right. Player B. 28 minutes and 21 seconds.
Okay.
14.3 points.
Okay.
He's winning there. 1.1 threes. Nearly winning there.
Yeah.
2.6 rebounds. A little bit lower, but barely. 5.6 assists. Identical. 1.3 steals. 0.3 higher. And 0.3 blocks. So a little bit less blocking, but both are marginal.
Okay. Well, that 0.6 is... that's not terrible out of a point guard.
No. That's true. 0.3 is usable every now and then, but yeah.
That's like one a week. You know, the first guy kind of reminded me of Collison, if he gives two good percents.
No, not Collison.
Let's see. Man, one steal, 1 3, 30 minutes. Kind of boring, really. At least he gives the assists.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what are the 2%?
Well, player B is at 1.1 threes and 1.3 steals, so it's not that much different.
It's more, though.
Oh, that's true.
It's greater.
Yeah. I'm not answering percents. It gives it away. Which I think just gave it away by saying that.
Yeah, maybe.
32.4% from the field and 63.9% free throws for player A.
Jeez. Okay. I mean, it's... Besides the free throws, that's Kobe-esque.
Yeah. It's not Kobe.
No, it's not Kobe.
But I think you probably have an idea of who it is then.
I'm guessing there's a whole lot of turnovers there too.
Yep.
All right, that's got to be Moutier.
Yep, there you go. All right, so ignore percents and turnovers.
We're playing in a three-category league here.
Six-cat league. Okay. But the counting stats are very similar to player B.
All right. What's player B? Free throw percent.
That's 84%, so that's good. But his field goal percentage is 41.3, so still not good.
Kind of sounds like Sweet Lou.
No, not Sweet Lou. Too many assists. Oh, no, Sweet Lou does have nice assists right now.
It's not the other one, is it? The other rookie point guard.
No, but 5.6 assists to 2.7 turnovers, so still not very good.
No, but the 1-something threes means it's not MCW.
No.
Couldn't be him. Huh. Is he a starter?
Yep.
Why? No, I'm just kidding.
Well, that's a good question right now. I'll give you a hint. He's got a backup that's playing really well behind him.
That's probably a pretty big hint right there. If it wasn't 7 o'clock in the morning. let's see. It's not that team. I don't think anybody's playing behind Steph Curry these days.
This is like a third of Steph Curry's stats.
I know.
So
Besides the stats part, you're getting way too into this right now.
All right, you need some help?
Yeah, I think I do.
That's Jeff Teague.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
Yeah, and he's off a 10-assist game. But I found that interesting that a lot of counting stats, I mean, the turnovers are, I mean, they're not as bad, but they're bad still. That Teague and Moutier have a lot of similarities right now.
Yeah, that 40-something percent, 41% from Teague, I did not see that happening coming into the year.
Yeah, yeah. 40,
it's the biggest surprise for me.
46% last year. And what's interesting is his three-point percentage has gone up. It's a career high. His three-point percentage is a career high.
Oh, so he's having trouble laying it up.
Yep.
That's not good. What was his turnovers last year? I don't remember him being that high.
2.8, so it's about the same, but shaving off 1.4 assists.
And minutes, right? He's lost some minutes.
Yep, 2 minutes a game. But same turnovers.
I don't know what you could really do with it. If you can sell for draft day value, you have to.
Oh, for sure.
I don't think anybody's given that, though.
I don't think you can get top 50 value out of him.
I haven't tried. I've got him in one place.
Would you trade him for Mike Conley?
Yeah, I'll take Conley.
Wow, okay. I mean, that's...
The closest one I'm thinking is like Dragic coming back from injury.
Yeah, I think someone asked that. And I think I stuck with Teague, but I don't remember now.
A tough one. Dragic was playing pretty good before he went down.
Yeah, I think I'm taking the healthy player now with their outlooks similar rest of season.
Yeah, oh, man, Schroeder.
Yeah,
he's really eating into these minutes.
Yeah, well, he's been good. He's deserving.
Those two DNPs. I don't know what that was about.
I know. Schroeder was probably like, I was about to do a German accent from Schroeder, but I don't know how to do it.
You just do it. It's real loud and real quick.
Scheiße! Scheiße, ihr Butthole!
You went to Germany a couple years ago, didn't you?
I need minutes! Schnell! And Budenholzer is like, okay, Schroeder, calm down. You're getting some DMPs.
Oh, I should not have taken a drink of my coffee right there.
Do you have something come through the nose?
Yeah, that burns.
All right, so that's Can We Make Slim Look Stupid? Slim looked pretty smart, although I had to give it away with the percents question. Why you got to make me answer the percents?
Man, it's tough. There's a lot of players that at this point in the year are getting kind of close to each other that we didn't expect. Like that Teague thing. I wouldn't have guessed he was a 41% shooter this year.
Yeah. Yeah. He's been bad. So, all right, we've got a pretty full Tuesday. Interesting stuff. We got the Clippers at the Pacers. Phoenix at Philly. Got the Heat at the Nets. OKC at New York. The Wizards at the Raptors, Magic at the Bucks, Kings at Blazers, and Mavs at Lakers. A lot of games.
Yeah, I don't think anybody's watching that Phoenix-Philly game.
I might. I don't have Archie Goodwin on my team yet, though, sadly.
Although, yeah, we didn't really talk about Knight.
Oh, that's a good point. I want to preface this all by saying I had Archie Goodwin as a streamer of the week.
Okay.
It's a pretty good call. Knight is going to miss at least the next four games with his groin abductor. I think they just say abductor so you don't say groin as much. I don't know.
Okay. I got really annoyed with Archie. I was keeping him as a keeper in the REL, but this past year.
I remember, and no one...
He kills me with his inefficiency. He turns it over way too much. He's too poor percents. It's just, it's so frustrating.
Well, as a Knight owner, I felt getting the backup minutes.
Absolutely.
Slash handcuff was a must.
And you didn't really give up very much.
That's true.
Be honest.
Well, Wilson Chandler was going to be a keeper for me. He was in the
game. I don't know. You know how I feel about that.
You hate Wilson Chandler. It's just because you love Gary Harris. Your love for Gary Harris knows no bounds, no time. It doesn't know time and space. It's a timeless, endless love.
I know you saw those four steals yesterday.
He had five steals. I did. He had five steals one game, and he had like three or four combined steals the nine previous.
Yep. Rest of the season, I'll give him 1.5, 1.6.
Oh, come on. I'll take the lower.
Okay.
Anyway, I think Wilson Chandler's still a 28 to 30 minute player next year.
Maybe. $11 is pretty much league average, I'd say. And 30-year-old player, I don't know. Eh. I'd rather probably use those $11 on a rookie.
Yeah, just well,
this year, man. There's so many rookies.
Well, but the problem with that then is all the good rookies go for $20 or $30 now. I mean,
right, but you'll need that 11 to get them.
Okay, that's a good point. You need that added 11 to get them. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. I don't think I would be keeping Wilson Chandler at $11.
All right. Well.
But that's the problem is you can't really drop him because you don't really want to turn him into a $1 player.
Exactly. Yep. I opened the injury spot. I got to make two.
Yeah, no, it's for you. It was big time backing up the what's his name? We were just talking about
Brandon
Knight.
Yeah.
And if Brandon Knight hits the IR, IL, whatever, the DL, I don't know what it's called, then you're going to be looking really good. You'll have the spot open for him and you'll have his backup and all that fun stuff.
Yeah, but long term, I don't know if Goodwin, he's too much a tweener.
And Booker has absolutely, he's just stolen that shooting guard job.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So Archie needs to be on another team to really be a keeper, I think.
Yeah, and I mean, next year, you're still going to have the Knight-Bledsoe combo. Booker's going to play. I mean, maybe they even bring Knight off the bench, or God forbid, Bledsoe off the bench.
I think they're more likely to bring Booker off the bench. He's still pretty young.
Yeah. Other things tonight, we might not get Bradley Beal at the Raptors. Rudy Gay's already ruled out. If you can make moves today and Caspi's somehow available, I think he has a nice
Absolutely.
Game.
Yeah, I've held on to Caspi. It hasn't been all that pretty recently.
Well, this should be a good one then with Gay out.
Yep. Portland not really having a front court that can defend.
Yep. Do the Mavs continue to barely play their veterans at the Lakers?
I don't know. Parsons has been on a nice little run.
Yeah, Parsons has looked good. Yeah, I remember that. That's right. We talked about Parsons, and you were higher on him than I was, and he's looked really good.
Yeah. I mean, I'm surprised he's going to be a 20-plus point scorer, but I think it's possible. The shots will be there.
Parsons rest of season or... I'm looking at the matchups today and trying to find a good... I think I asked you Tobias Harris last time, so that's not a good one. What about Parsons or Rudy Gay rest of the season?
It's probably pretty close. Rudy Gay getting banged up constantly is annoying, although the eye injury is fluky.
Mm-hmm.
Amy, you probably stick with Gay.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah, the free throw percent from Parsons is a bit annoying, and he's not really a great... defensive guy like steals and blocks. I mean, they filter in, but that's not where you're. It's not why you have them.
Yeah. So I need to update the 30-point challenge board. I don't think either of us got it last time, but I need to go back and look at the commenters. I think Maddie got it last time. I think with the Chris Paul putting up 30 points. That was an interesting,
wow.
Yeah, that was an interesting call.
Yeah. Well, with Blake Griffin out, I mean, someone's got to.
Well, he may or may not be out.
Oh, that's right.
For some period of time that may or may not happen.
And I may or may not be the king of France.
You're the king
just
of this.
Just have to wait and find out. Wait till Mark Stein lets us know.
You're the king of this dumbass 30-point challenge I made up.
Oh, man, I had like 3 in 4 days.
I know. All right, so we got lots of options tonight as my page decides to freeze here. Can't pick Curry, Harden, Cousins, Durant, LeBron, Lillard, Westbrook, Paul George, Blake Griffin, doesn't matter anyway, or DeRozan. That is your top 10 scorers. Who do you have for 30 points tonight?
Ooh, yep. Someone in that Indiana game is going to do it, but I don't think we can pick that guy.
You cannot pick.
Oh, you picked Redick last time, didn't you?
he had a decent game though. He didn't. He had like a 5-point game the other day. At least it wasn't that game.
You know?
I've got mine. Don't take it.
Go for it.
I'm going John Wall. No Beal. At Toronto. Off a bad loss.
All right.
And yeah, I'm going against him in REL, too, so that
oh, okay.
That would make sense.
Yeah, yeah. That's not really hedging your bet, but yeah. Someone on Dallas might do it. I wouldn't be shocked if Parsons pulls it off. Give me Parsons.
Really? Because
the Lakers can't cover anybody.
Well, they might be up by 30 at halftime.
Yeah, but they might also bench Dirk and bench Darren and let Parsons just have his way.
All right. There you have it. There's our 30-point challenge picks. Be sure, if you want to play, comment on this podcast post. If you're listening on iTunes, basketball.rasball.com. It should be the top post or maybe the second one down by then, but just comment on there. Love you, commenters. Oh, I do want to mention this. So I put in daily notes yesterday that I asked if DeAndre Jordan could just get a running start for free throws and just dunk from the free throw line. I learned something. You have to be standing at the free throw line. Do you want to know why?
I read the comment.
Oh,
go
okay.
Ahead.
Okay. Yeah, so Wilt Chamberlain, in high school games at the free throw line, used to just throw it off the backboard and get his own rebound and dunk it.
Yeah, I think the rule is that the ball has to hit the rim, you know, or get close if you're Drummond, before your foot goes over the line.
Yeah, which makes sense because it's the same for, rebounders. You have to wait for the release, but...
Yeah, it's a little different, but I'm pretty sure if your foot goes in front of the line before the ball hits the rim, that's a violation.
Was it in college it's rim first? I think that's true.
No, I think it's both of them release of the shot. That takes too long. They can't wait for the rim.
So, there's our 30-point challenge picks. Thanks, everyone, for listening. We're going to wrap the show there. Slim, do you have any parting wisdom for me?
Oh, man, I didn't watch the second half of the X-Files.
Did you fall asleep during it?
You did or I did?
No, did you? Yeah.
No, I was watching the Heat game.
Oh, that's true. I was watching both. I watched, look at me, actually keeping up with the current show. I watched both the X-Files, and I probably wouldn't have if it didn't come on right after the Panthers game. And I remember to watch it. I didn't watch the whole series in the first run, though.
Yeah, well, this is season 10, so it was 9 seasons.
Yeah, I've seen, I think, most of season 1, part of season 2, something like that.
Yeah, I'll be watching it. We'll be able to talk about it next time.
Okay, so yeah, we'll talk about that on Thursday. We will catch you then, Rasball Nation. Thanks for the Fantasy Sports Network listeners for checking us out. And Slim, I'll talk to you on Thursday.
Yes, sir.